Trustees, as always, I'd like to call the fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is April 17, 2017. The time is 9:03 a.m. Congressman Mason, would you render morning prayer, please?
Thank you. Almighty Father God, we come once again this day, and we say thank you again for the blessings that you have given us, the privileges of life this morning to see another day. Be with us and guide us throughout the rest of this day as we are here to make and consider the decisions of business, the business at hand here, Almighty Father. Ask for your blessings upon the leaders of this great nation here, the Osage Nation. Be with all of those who are traveling. Be with those that are here, Almighty Father. And those in this room, Almighty Father, bless us, guide us in the things that we say, the things that we think, the things that we hear, and the things that we see, Almighty Father God. Have us open minds and open hearts to make the right decisions. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Present. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Shaw. Congressman Supernaw. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please look over the journal for April 13th. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Motion to approve the journal for April 13th.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Yes. Journal for April 13th is approved. Reports of select committees. Any select committees to report? Congresswoman Edwards.
Rules and Ethics heard a proposed rule change. The committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalo Head, and Mason. The rule is section 4.1, page 10, lines 10 and 11, strike lines 10 and 11, and insert. Member, as used throughout these rules, means persons elected to the Osage Nation Congress.
Thank you. There are reports from the Appropriations Committee. Congressman Tillman, as a member of the committee, would you mind reading those in, please?
Five
up here. Okay. I have approaches.
Four. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
We are on reports of select committees.
Okay, thank you.
Al is just one.
They're all here.
Speaker, members of Congress, my heartfelt apologies for arriving so late. I'm reading in or reporting out appropriations committee reports. First, regarding ONCA 1754, we met on April the 13th. The title is An Act to Amend ONCA 16115 to provide a supplemental appropriation for base pay and special adjustments in the amount of $12,010 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. The final committee action was due pass with four yes, Shaw, Tillman, Whitehorn, and Pratt, two absent, Maker and Norris. Next, reporting out Bill Number ONCA 1755, an act to amend ONCA 16116 to provide an appropriation modification for performance recognition bonuses and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Edwards. Date of the meeting was April 13th. Final committee action was due pass. Four yes votes, Shaw, Tillman, Whitehorn, Pratt, two absent, Maker, and Norris. Next, ONCA 1756, an act to amend ONCA 1688 to reduce the appropriation of the legislative branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $33,784 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Date of the meeting was April 13th. Final committee action was due pass with four yes, Shaw, Tillman, Whitehorn, Pratt, two absent, Maker, and Norris. Next is ONCA 1764, an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law 15 ONC Sections 2 to 310 et al. To clarify the requirement that Congress approve the auditor of the nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Whitehorn. The meeting was April 12th. The final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes were Shaw, Whitehorn, and Pratt. One no, Tillman, two absent, Maker, and Norris.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1756, ONCA 1755, ONCA 1754, sorry, I should have those, and ONCA 1764 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Okay, those will now be placed on general order day 2 on today's agenda. Okay. Reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Members of Congress. Health and Social Services Committee met on Friday, considered resolution number ONCR 1714. It's a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, sole source FY17 with the State of Oklahoma, Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction. Sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Shaw, Pratt, Mason. Absent, Maker, Norris.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none. Bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Shaw.
ONCA 1768, an act to authorize and appropriate $800,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for pre-construction and construction costs of building a wellness center in Fairfax and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Is there a co-sponsor on ONCA 1769 at this time?
I was going to co-sponsor the next one, but she's here so she can read it in.
Congresswoman Whitmer, would you like to read in ONCA 1770?
Sorry.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I'm reading in ONCA 1770, an act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act, 15 ONC Sections 2-403, 2-415, and 2-426, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Tillman.
morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Reading in ONCA 17-71, an act to authorize and appropriate $220,000 to the Intergovernmental Education Fund out of fiscal year 2018 revenues and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Reading in ONCR 1721, a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. Congressman Edwards. I thought you had your hand raised. I'm sorry. No. ONCA 1768, assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 1769. Assigned to Commerce, excuse me. Yes, excuse me. ONCA 1770 is assigned to the Commerce Committee. ONCA 1771 is assigned to Appropriations. And ONCR 1721 assigned to Appropriations. We are now on General Order Day 2. Or amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1727, an act to establish a high school senior academic scholarship fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1737, an act to authorize and appropriate $875,000 to the Osage War Memorial Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? I have an amendment to ONCA 1737. Page 1, lines 14, 21, and 22, strike $875,000 and insert $1,100,000.
Second.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Forget it.
ONCA 1739, an act to authorize and appropriate $26,200 to the Osage Nation Code Fund for costs to publish the Osage Nation Code and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1742, an act to establish the official holidays of the Osage Nation in law and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1748, an act to require Osage Nation employee salaries to be reported to the Osage Nation Congress and to publish and to be public through the Osage News and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1749, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC Section 7-107, to require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1750, an act to establish the format for annual authorization and appropriation legislation, including appropriation of fiscal year operating funds to each branch of the Osage Nation government and independent agencies. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1754, which has been placed on today's agenda. ONCA 1754, an act to amend ONCA 16115 to provide a supplemental appropriation for base pay and special adjustments in the amount of $12,010 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1755, an act to amend ONCA 16116 to provide an appropriation modification for performance recognition bonuses and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1756, an act to amend ONCA 1688 to reduce the appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $33,784 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1757, an act to amend ONCA 1690, ONCA 1691, ONCA 1692, ONCA 1694, and ONCA 1695 to provide supplemental appropriations to the Division of Land, Commerce, and Agriculture in the amount of $115,656 to the Division of Executive Administration in the amount of $56,796 to the Division of Health and Wellness in the amount of $105,291, the Division of Language and Cultural Resources in the amount of $313,864, and to the Division of Child, Family, and Senior Services in the amount of $64,014, for a total appropriation by the Act of $655,621 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1764, an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law 15 ONC Section 2-310 et al. To clarify the requirement that Congress approve the auditor of the nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1720. A resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2017 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Grossman sometime, probably this morning, depending on when the bills get ready.
Okay, Congressman Walker.
Yeah, Health and Social Services Committee will meet immediately following the session. We will be reviewing the Health Division's financials if anyone's interested. It's not on the committee.
Okay. Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Government Ops meets from 1 to 3.
Okay. Commerce, Gaming, Land Committee will meet from 3 to 5 today. Any other motions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I was just curious to know what the intentions of the speaker was today. We're going to try to pass any legislation out today. Are we recessing? Are we adjourning now? Do you have a plan or does any other member of Congress?
Well, the discussion that we had on Friday was to get through these amendments, but seeing that there were hardly any amendments, we have a lot of time left, so that's up to the Engrossment Committee. Congresswoman Edwards?
We have to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
I'm being reminded, which I have reminded, we have to have legislation out by 4:30. Have to have it over to the executive branch by 4:30 tomorrow. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I don't know, maybe there should be a better evaluation of all the bills we have on third reading right now to see if we can't get at least a portion of them run through this body today instead of having a floodgate tomorrow. But that's entirely up to what everybody else wants to do.
I agree, and that's the discussion that we had. I knew that we were trying to get through the amendments, and there were several up for amendments. So I think we decided to start early so that we could get through those, but seeing there were very little amendment, there was only one amendment, that we do have time, it's going to be pretty stacked tomorrow. Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
It's my desire for us to engross today and use the time that we have today to get to the meeting. So I will not be voting to adjourn until tomorrow. I'd rather get work done today.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Would a motion to recess be out of order right now?
Congressman Walker.
Well, I haven't done a thorough evaluation, but I think we're attempting unnecessarily to advance a lot of legislation that isn't subject to a veto anyway. So I'm inclined to adjourn until tomorrow and get the work done. There's talking hours worth of engrossment to be done by the Rules and Ethics Committee. I don't think it's really fair for the body to wait around all day, especially with committee meetings scheduled all day long.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And that's why I think a brief recess to evaluate the pieces that do need to be, maybe there's just four, and they could engross, we're sitting here, and we could come back in and work on those four. That's why I think we need to recess and reassess.
As far as answering your question, I checked with the clerk with Robert's rules, and it would be out of order because adjournment would take
precedent.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Walker?
Nothing. I was just gonna basically
So we are now
restate what I said. I think there's plenty of work to be done today with enduring engrossment, and we can have tomorrow's agenda ready to go.
Congresswoman, Edwards.
Well, I'd be willing to amend until 9 o'clock tomorrow. We've got a lot of work to do on these, and it's going to take a lot of time, and I'm not going to pick and choose which one we should pull out.
That's fine.
Okay. If there's no more discussion.
Is there any IFS tomorrow? You said you have an IFS tomorrow?
It's about.
Go ahead.
I have five appointees to go over to determine their qualifications and any ethical or legal barriers. I think most of them are retreads. So if we don't get to them, then I'll reschedule. 9 o'clock would be fine with me.
Okay, so the motion on the floor is
to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Congresswoman Buffalo Hood.
I move to amend that to 9 o'clock.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been amended and seconded. All those in favor of the amendment to, which would be to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Could you please mark Congresswoman Whitehorn as a no? And now we will be voting to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.